everyone. Dr. Josh Hantz here. I want to welcome you back to Lifestyle Locker Radio. This is episode 167. And yes, again, this is a monologue. So you're going to hear me talking about a lot of things and maybe not a lot of things. So let's start here. What have I started doing this week that is different from last week? For those that are watching, you can see that I'm wearing something called True Dark glasses. These are the daytime glasses. I wear these to block out most of the junk light that comes off of my monitor screen, that comes off my video lighting, and even sometimes I'm wearing these in practice as well. I mean that we have LED lighting everywhere. So really cool, protecting my eyes, protecting my brain. And for those of you who have seen me on social media, I have started using the nighttime ones, which block out all junk light. They're red. They look really cool and dorky at the same time. I think I have what they call the classics. I got them as a gift. I didn't realize I asked for the classics, but nonetheless, very cool. I am pumped I got them. And if you want to see them, check out on social. I believe I have some pictures up as well with the red True Dark glasses on. What I will tell you, my first night using them, I think I wore them for like 30 to 45 minutes before bed. You know, the crazy thing is I tried using my cell phone, and I found that the colors were all shot. Like anything that was blue wasn't blue. I couldn't see the color blue of the logo, which is on the back of my phone. All the lighting when you're going to decide to put on airplane mode and Wi-Fi and all these things, can't even see the blue. It looks just gray. The charging light for my, you know, the wireless charging for my phone after it's on airplane mode next to my bed is green. Can't see that either. But I will tell you this. Do not use it if you're going to walk outside. I had to walk outside with my dog at nighttime, and holy cow, you can't not see anything when it's really dark outside with those True Dark glasses on. It was really, truly dark, no pun intended. But I will tell you, my sleep and my sleep score on my Oura Ring were much, much better, actually pretty damn good the following day. And so, that was the only real change I did. But I could also tell you this week, my wife and I did something different. I was going to do the carnivore challenge again, but I've modified it because I want to do it with her. I want to support my queen, if you will, in her health as well. So we decided to do a ketogenic week, which is a zero carb week. And I'm recording this today, which is on a Friday. And yes, we are doing awesome. There's been 0% of cheating and feel really good. The thing that was different for me than the carnivore challenge was absolutely phenomenal. It was a little stricter than what I'm doing right now when it comes to limitations of certain things, but that's designed to be that way, right? So what I did different this time, I didn't get rid of coffee and not get rid of my bulletproof coffee or any coffee. So I've been having my coffee in the morning, but that I am eating a lot of protein. I am eating a lot of fat this time. So I'm actually having some plant-based fat. So like today, for example, I had two salmon, like wild-caught salmon burgers. And on top of that, I had a full avocado that's chopped up, covered with extra virgin olive oil, some salt, pepper, garlic, basil, and chomped down. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I've had, you know, this week I've had, I don't know how many dozen eggs, as well as a lot of organic grass-fed steak as well. So I feel really, really good. Today is day 5 of this. We're going to do 7 days total. And then back to the reality of my omnivore diet, which is usually 60-70% plant-based or maybe more. And then the other is meat-based. So feel really good. And as far as training goes, I know many of you followed me on the Race 100. I am officially registered and actually got accepted to my 100 mile, but I've registered. I believe we have 4 races so far this year for 2020. I have a 20 miler, which is coming up in February. Please, you'll be able to follow all of that on social, and I will probably share a little bit on here on the monologues on, you know, every other show is going to be a monologue. So we'll share some details on that as well. And so it's a 20 miler, which is in February. Then I have 2 in May, a 50 kilometer and a 50 miler. And then after the summer in September, I got accepted to a race called the Yeti 100 mile endurance run. And I'm pumped to have gotten into that. It is a, how do I say this? It's a waiting list, and I'm grateful that I actually got in. I'm very excited. I can wait because I'm going to be trained up. But the reason I'm mentioning training right now, as I'm going keto, it's been more of a sprint week for me because I really wanted to test, just the fat for fuel as my body was getting rid of all the carbohydrates. I've been training, I think so far, three days this week so far. Today I did a 3.6 mile run with my dog, which is a different challenge in itself, keeping a dog tame, but I felt fantastic. And I ran it for me. I'm not the speed demon, but I ran it at an 8:40 pace and felt fine. My fastest split, as far as my Garmin said, was a 7 and change minute mile, which was for me like super duper fast. I was sweaty, but I didn't feel tired or hurt or injured or funky or anything. As a matter of fact, I felt really, really good. And I probably could have kept going, but I want to make sure, you know, I can stop and give my dog the peace of mind to actually get some water and relax. And the funny thing is he's a just over 2-year-old coonhound, elk hound mix, Gunner, which you've seen on social media, absolutely fine. So we're going to plan tomorrow. We may end up doing a longer run. We'll see if we can do 2 laps of this lake, which is 7.2 miles. It is a weekend, so I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, because I don't want to be pulled in every direction when he sees a guy on a bike or a woman on a bike or someone running next to me. I don't want to be pulled into the middle of the road and get hit by a car, all of those things. But nonetheless, so feeling phenomenal and pumped that I am creating a good running partner for myself. So we're going to be doing more of that. And one last thing I will say, the interviews that I've had this week have been so powerful. I'm so glad to bring you some of the guests that we have coming up. You know, high performance coaches, life coaches, business coaches. I interviewed a guy who many of you may know named Chris Gethin. He owns a nutrition company called Caged Muscle. He is, if you just look him up, look up Caged Muscle with a K. Super cool guy. You know, when his PR company reached out to me to be on the show, I looked up like, holy cow, this dude is jacked. Big dude, like me, right? No, I'm not kidding. He's like a bodybuilder, you know, he was a bodybuilder, very fit guy. So I had some preconceived ideas off the bat, but you know what? I let them all go. This guy was a complete superstar. I'm super pumped to have him as part of the Lifestyle Locker family. What a brilliant mind, and a fitness fanatic, a natural health fanatic, and you're going to love them. So these people that we have, the guests that we have are awesome. They're getting better. They're always getting better and always good. As I feel as that podcast evolves and changes, so does the information, right? It's so cool. So cool. So, and also I will say this, you can share this message me when this show produces, right? When it's out on video and or audio, no matter where and when you're listening or watching, please, 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 if you know someone or want someone on the show that you think will be of value to our community, to the world, please send them our way. They can email me. They can hit me up on social media. I will be grateful and glad to be able to help them get on the show and share their message with the world, because, you know, as part of our mission, and I mentioned this on one of the shows, one of the recordings I did today, is the acronym CHOICE, right? CHOICE. That's the mission of my chiropractic practice. And it stands for constantly helping others innately create excellence in their health and in their lives. And that mission kind of comes across my life. And that's where this podcast comes into play. And there's a quote, which is in all of my emails at the bottom. It says, you never know how far reaching something you may think, say, or do will affect the lives of millions tomorrow. That's by BJ Palmer. That's a magical, amazing thing. So by you listening to this and connecting us with someone you really want on the show, you are creating influence and helping other people get better, become better, be healthier, be happier, whatever it may be, by just opening your mouth. So I want to thank all of you. I want to thank you personally for taking the time to listen to this. So have a great day, evening, or night from wherever and whenever you're listening. All right, y'all. Peace out.